We thank the Lord for great services last week with Ted Sauvey. No doubt he's praying for us this morning and wants to come back sometime, so we'll try to get that arrangement done. And remember, he said that all the time Jesus is praying for believers, praying for churches, so the Lord's doing that today, and the Holy Spirit is. And just as a follow-up, as God leads, okay, and no pressure whatsoever, only something the Lord put on your heart and said, boy, I'm going to live with this until I get to heaven. Anything you'd like to share from what was preached last week or maybe just a time you had in prayer, you're welcome to do that after the sermon, right before communion. And I think we'll get a microphone in that aisle, one of these things. That'll be easy enough. And I'll use this to come around to you so people could hear you. You might say, hey, I got a great voice. Everybody will hear me. But I won't necessarily be able to hear you. Just get a little older. The hearing thing doesn't always work as it should. So if you would like to share something, just as a way of saying, thank you, Lord, for that particular time with you, just to not let that pass by, and it'll be just a make it before the Lord. That'd be great. I do want to let you know about some people who need your prayers. Carolyn Azevedo's brother, going through the transplant time. Please pray for him. Tough times for him. Steve Meyer traveling to Korea. You know, how many been to Korea other than in the military? Pretty far away place. The Lord protect and provide for him. Vicki Boer tore ligaments in her thumb on her left hand. So her ability to play the piano is not there for at least a month. So pray for Vicki. That's a painful thing. Jake was enjoying Mom and had a hold of Mom and then fell and didn't want to let go of Mom. And ouch, you know, real bad on that one. Prayer for Jim Patterson, Marge Simpson for biopsy this week. Dave Speck, knee replacement, real faithful at 8:30. Fred Azevedo, pray that he would come through in surgery recovery well. And please pray for a young man about 40 years old, Bill Combs. Got hit with a real bad pneumonia to the extent that it threatened his life. Had to be put on a ventilator yesterday. That's Dorothy Combs' son. So Dorothy has a son, you know, who just hanging on. And has a husband in a nursing home. And Dorothy doesn't have any family around here. Zero. So her support team is the believers who know her. So if you could pray for her, give her a phone call, leave a message on the answering machine, send a card. But really, you could put yourself in them shoes. It's a tough boat to be in. Bill Combs, he's at Westmoreland Hospital, coronary care unit. And we thank the Lord for everybody who brought a box in. It looks 50 boxes or so. I don't know how many, but many lives touched. Could we pray and ask God to use them? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for these gifts. They are given with joy and thankfulness to you. We pray, Lord, that Christmas, that we remember Jesus is the greatest gift for us, and you sent salvation through him. We pray that salvation go through these gifts about you, that the testimonies in there and the Bible stories in there would change lives. And we send them with joy and thanksgiving. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, looking at just one verse with you this morning, Paul said, not that I have already attained all this or obtained this. You know, there were some things he still wanted to have happen in his walk with God that didn't happen yet. He said, and I have not yet been made perfect. But one thing I do, I press on to grab hold of that which God has grabbed hold of me about. Okay, so he's acknowledging, as Frank's testimony, he was moving in a direction, and God was helping him. And I think that was part of Ted's message for us. Boy, just lean on the Lord, surrender to him 100%. That's what the Lord wants for us. But here's the great Apostle Paul, greatest missionary of all time. You know, he's saying, hey, I am not the perfect missionary. I am not the perfect Christian. I have not yet attained all this. And he is confessing his limitations. which might seem like a bad thing, but it's actually one of the most healthy things you could do as a person before God. Lord, this is what I need from you, and this is where I need to grow. I have not yet obtained all this. Because until you and I confess our weaknesses before God, we will never know His power in our lives, because we'll be trusting in our own strength. Until we confess our weaknesses before God, we will never know His power or strength in our lives. So don't be shy to do that in your devotional closet, or maybe with one or two trusted Christian friends, and get them praying for you. God can work when we say, I need help in that area. Paul said, I have not yet obtained all this that he wanted to obtain. And Paul was really saying, hey, I'm in the biggest room in the world, the room for improvement. You know, that's where I am. Maybe that's like a secondary name of a sanctuary. Come on in, it's the room for improvement. You come and seek God, and He makes changes in our hearts. Someone said it's like Paul saying this, it's the best of men are men at best. The best of men, they're men at best. They're going to need God's help and to yield to God. And that's what Paul wanted in his life. I have not yet obtained all this. And all this refers to the verse before. He said, to know Christ better, power of His resurrection, fellowship of His suffering, and all those good things. Paul was saying, I'm still getting to know the Lord. I want that very, very badly. Pastor Jeff Norris, I don't know if he said it to you, but he tells the pastors, he says, "I'm Lord's still working on me." He said, "I'm a real piece of work." I don't know if that was what the Apostle Paul was getting at, but probably similar in a similar way. Probably hold that from Pastor Wood originally. But no doubt, by saying, I've not yet obtained all this, Paul was saying also, I need God's help to deal with sin in my life. I don't want to hide it from God or deny it's there. I want the Lord to move in on it so I can repent of it. A.W. Tozer said, do you feel you have no needs? Then I fear you don't know your true poverty spiritually. He said, I will pray for you that the Lord will show you your miserable condition. It's like, wow, I don't know if I want anybody praying that for me. But better to be confronted by the sin in our lives so we could turn to God. One of the things Ted shared with the group was the Holy Spirit never accuses, but rather convicts, so that our life can be changed for the better. So to go before God, I've not yet obtained all this, like Paul, and even confess sin. Paul did that in Romans 7. That's part of how we prepare for communion. He said, I want to do good, but I can't do good. And own your sin. Own up to it. But don't let your sin own you. Because if you say, Jesus is my Lord, you don't belong to that sin. You belong to Christ. He's your identity. And He's delivering you from the power of sin. And so Paul said, I've not yet obtained all this. I'm not perfect, but I press on. So he's heading in the direction, the Christian life, a direction, not perfection. Paul said, I'm keeping on in the right direction. Leo Wisniewski, who spoke to us at the men's game dinner, all his correspondence to us closed with the salutation, pressing on. That was that's his life's theme, pressing on. Got it from Philippians 3:12. So start where you are with the Lord and say, I haven't obtained closeness to Christ like I want to be, but I'm moving toward Him, yielding my life to Him. And however He tells me, I want to do that. I saw that happen in the life of a young person once. One of the first visits I ever made as a pastor to somebody's house. I went with fear and trembling. It was a house where the people just went to church on Christmas. And I didn't know where to start, so you sit down, you talk about the paintings on the wall, and hem and haw around a while. And then I'll be direct, you know. I said, how do you feel about your relationship with God? Are you very excited about Him? Are you very bored with Him? Or are you somewhere in the middle? And of course they said, somewhere in the middle. That's what most people are going to say. And so I said, what do you think you could do to get out of the middle? and begin to get very excited about him. What do you think you could do? And on their own, they said, I could probably start going to church every week. And do you have a Bible? I don't have one, but I'd read one if I had it. And so it was an amazing change. The person who really, that wasn't a part of their faith in Christ, but they started to press on. Faithful person in church. Someone said, from consistency comes victory. Consistency. From consistency comes victory. They became faithful in church. A reader of the Bible. Their life was just like a brightened their whole family. Their family started to come with them. And they were pressing on. Billy Graham turned 91 this past week. And he said, up to the moment I die, I want to be getting to know the Lord better. He's pressing on at 91. Still has his devotions every day. And how about you? Are you pressing on? Paul says, I press on because Christ took hold of me. There's an internal compelling that drives me toward the Lord. The Holy Spirit has his hand on your life. I think that was Ted's message. And he wants you to yield to him, be filled with him, walk with him. And just think of the comforter of God himself, the Holy Spirit, drawing you more and more to the Savior's side, even in times of doubt or going in the wrong direction. Just a closing story of one of Jim Cimbala's daughters. Jim Cimbala is a pastor in Brooklyn, New York. Ted likes to read a lot of him. And the daughter, when she was about 18 to 21, left the home and just decided to, be wild for a while, did the drug and alcohol thing, and ended up living on the streets. I mean, just a tragic experience for a pastor's daughter. And Jim Cimbala is trying to be, he's trying to be a pastor while his heart's just aching inside. All of you could imagine what that would be like. And after a while, finally, she came to the end of herself and she called on the phone. And he answered the phone and the only thing she could say was, Daddy, can I come home? Daddy, can I come home? And he said there was